Hey guys, Chrissy Leonard here, business and marketing coach for soul-centered women entrepreneurs on a mission. And today I want to talk about clarifying your purpose. How do you get clear on your purpose? Not sure? Start here. All right, so let's go through it one by one. First of all, if you're looking to clarify your purpose, whether it's creating more meaning in your life, if you're wondering, should I be doing this job? Should I change careers? If I was going to start my own business, you know, what should I start? You know, what am I here to do? Then this is the training for you, okay? So number one is you want to know your purpose isn't something that's just going to fall in your lap. So often we just sit around thinking like, yeah, it'd be nice to have a purpose. It'd be nice to not hate. It'd be nice to not just hate my job. It would be nice to have more energy and feeling like I'm giving back in a meaningful way. And you know, truth be told, a lot of people right now are feeling that way. There's a lot of really good people in the world who are meant to do good things, who are capable of doing good things, but they're just not sure where to start. So if you're one of those people, just know you're not alone, okay? But the one thing I do want you to leave this training with is to know it ain't just gonna fall on your lap. You know, I have a very aligned business. I make good money, I love my clients, they energize me. It is literally like custom tailored to my gifts and my talents and my strengths. That's why I'm able to get my clients really good results and why I've been able to have so much success in a short period of time, because it's very aligned for me. But let me tell you, it did not come easily. From the outside, it might look like, oh yeah, cool, that's cool that she gets to do that, but I don't get to do that stuff. Like, she gets to travel, she must have like blah, 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 blah. Mm-mm. No, I did a shitload of journaling. I read all the books. I did the deep spiritual work. I did the pilgrimages. I went to India, meditated in caves. I was like, what am I here to do? And you know, it took some time to gain that clarity. And that's also what I want you to know, that your purpose, again, isn't gonna be that thing that lands in your lap. It is something that you create through the journey of having the intention of creating your purpose. Does that make sense? So a purpose isn't a thing that you get or that you get clear on. It's not an idea, it's not a concept. It's a way of being in the world, okay? So number two to clarify your purpose is not just to know that like, it's not gonna land in your lap. You gotta go through the journey, you gotta go through the process. That clarity will come through action. The second thing that you need to know is that just having an intention to live a purposeful life will already bring you so much more fulfillment, okay? So even if you don't leave your 9-to-5 job tomorrow by doing soul-centered work in your full-time job, you know, creating your own business, just having the intention to give back to the world, to leave the world a little better than when you started, to do work or contribute in a way that's meaningful, when you dial that up, like when you're like, yep, I'm on board, that's what I want, the universe comes in like a motherfucker and is like, I'm gonna show you who you need to meet. I'm gonna show you what you need to know how to do. I will give you the path. I will give you the clarity. Like the fact that you're watching this video right now is the sign, you know, that you are on the right track. Because you're starting to have the people and the experiences come into your world, they're gonna help you get to what you need to do, okay? So when I was really like hating my soul-sucking 9-to-5 job, every day coming home, feeling depressed, knowing deep inside I was meant for more, but not knowing how to get started, I literally got on my knees and I prayed and I said, God, I'm so sick of hating my body. I'm so sick of feeling like all I do is thinking about food. Please show me the way through this. I know that my life is meant to be more than just worrying about my belly rolls and counting calories and feeling so trapped in a body that I hate. Please, God, if you help me get to the other side, I promise to share with this with as many women as possible so that they don't have to feel stuck and alone too, because I know that as women, if we can get to the other side of this, we can literally do anything. And I was clear in my intention. And from that moment, literally like a magic, I met the right people, I met the right friends, I had the right books come into my life, I got the right messages. And every day I showed up with intention to not just get skinny and not just get fit, but to really heal and to do so with integrity. And that intention and that prayer really literally changed the course of my life. I created a business in health coaching. I was able to leave my 9-to-5 job. I lost 50 pounds. I healed a 10-year eating disorder. And I was able to really feel like for the first time in my life, like I know what I'm here to do. It's the best feeling. It's the best feeling in the world. Oh God, it gets me in the heart, okay? So that's what I want for you. And step three, other than just knowing it ain't gonna land in your lap, you gotta put some work in, and you set your intention. Next, let's take an action. So I'm gonna give you a couple journaling prompts for you to start to work on this week. That's my challenge for you. And even if you're in business or you feel like you are doing your soul-centered work, always, 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 these questions are gonna help you bring it even deeper, clarify your mission, bring it more into your messaging and your marketing, and make your work really compelling for your ideal clients. Okay, so take out a pen and paper. Here they are. Number one, what breaks my heart in this world? What breaks my heart in this world? So for me, it was women struggling. Six-year-old girls knowing that they need, that something's wrong with them, that they need to go on a diet. Women with a huge heart and a huge capacity to contribute to the world, not doing so because they're so busy berating themselves. I didn't want to be in a world like that for my children, for my daughter. So I made that decision, right? That broke my heart. For some of you, it's going to be working with animals. Maybe for some of you, it's, you know, giving back to those in need who are homeless. Maybe you've struggled in the past with your confidence and you want to help others heal their confidence, or maybe it's relationships, right? So you want to ask yourself, what breaks my heart in this world? Next question, what is the truth that I know so deeply, that I've learned through hardships, through struggle, through life, that I wish I could scream from the rooftops and let everybody know? If anybody could learn this, then, you know, I really think I would make an impact. What is that for you? So maybe it's that when you love yourself deeply, you're able to fully create the relationships that you want in your life. Or maybe it's that we need to stop destroying our planet, and you're willing to start sharing that in a bigger way or standing for that in your own life. So what is that message? What is that thing that you believe so strongly in, you wish you could just share it with everyone? Okay. Next, what struggles have you gone through? What hardships, what pain? You know, so me struggling with food and eating really sucked, to be honest, but it gave me the strength, it gave me the perspective and the ability to learn a new way to relate to myself and to food and to my body. That was deeply healing. Maybe you struggle with anxiety or depression, or maybe you struggle with getting your website up and now you want to help other people get their website up in a much easier way. So again, what have you struggled with? A lot of times we're led to our purpose because we've gone through some shit, and we can help shortcut others' path. We can reduce some suffering and reduce some pain. And if you set an intention to use your own life experience so that others don't have to feel alone or suffer in the way that you did, or you have, or you do, you'll automatically be living an extraordinary life of purpose and meaning and impact, okay? The next journaling question is, what are my strengths? What do I love? What are my strengths and what do I love? And if you want, you can even ask a few of your friends, like, where do you see me at my best? What are my top strengths? So maybe you love cooking, or you love making jewelry, or you love painting, or you're just like a really deep thinker, philosopher. Maybe you're super sensitive, you know, and maybe that's been shunned in like the business community. I was literally told by a boss, like, you're too nice. You're not going to be able to succeed in business. It's like, a few years later, who's making more money, who started their own business, and who got laid off? Okay. Anyway, that aside, what are you good at? What are you naturally good at? Maybe you can capitalize on your sensitivities. Maybe you can do deeper work in that way, like I chose to do. Maybe you love art and jewelry and you can start to share your talents and gifts. So maybe your purpose isn't like, I've been through this really hard hardship. Maybe it's just like, I love arranging flowers. I mean, like, look at these gorgeous flowers here. I mean, like, these bring me so much joy. So maybe arranging flowers or growing food or being in nature really energizes and inspires you. Then you know it's aligned. Then you know it's aligned with your purpose. If it gives you energy, if it makes you feel really connected, you know, to beauty or to grace. Okay. And the last one I want to ask, this is a power one. What is it that you are terrified to do or share, but you know deep down you're meant for it anyway? What do you know that you're afraid to share or teach or embody, but deep down you know you're meant for it anyway? Okay, so maybe you've always wanted to teach yoga, but like you haven't told anybody, or you've always wanted to be an artist, but you're like, ooh, could I actually make that happen? Or you've always wanted to start your own business and help others in a way that's really aligned with your gifts. Okay, so this is where you're gonna start. This week, I wanna challenge you to just take some time, create a little sacred space, and take action on these journal prompts. I promise you, if you take even 20 minutes, 10 minutes, 20 minutes to do these journal prompts, you will be light years ahead in terms of clarifying and moving closer to your purpose and creating a more meaningful life. And then, you know, I'd be remiss if I didn't tell you, like, this is my specialty, right? This is what I help women clarify, identify them for themselves, and turn into a profitable online business. So you can work from anywhere, create the lifestyle you want, create your own schedule, make good money, and change the lives of others while making a meaningful impact in the world. Because the truth is, when you're naturally doing what comes naturally to you, when you're doing what comes naturally to you and you love what you do, you're always going to be energized by it. Like today is a Saturday, like the sun is going down. I'm like, I wouldn't want to be anywhere else but sharing this information with you. So when you're working in your purpose, you're naturally more energized, excited to get out of bed in the morning. You have the energy to make it for the long haul. Okay, when you do work that's aligned with your purpose, you're also gonna tap into the energetics of the universe, right? Like God, spirit, grace, like whatever you wanna call it, wants us to be abundant, wants us to be successful, wants us to learn what we need to learn and what we're here to do and share it with others. So when you get on board, you're like, okay, I'm gonna do this. The whole universe conspires in your favor. I know that sounds like a little woo-woo and wild and out there, but in the Aligned Female Entrepreneur, my women's business building group, time after time, week after week, women show up and they're like, I didn't even do the action steps, but I have people calling me or consulting with me, or I made this big investment and then all of a sudden I got two new clients who just came to me out of the blue. Magic happens when you're aligned. You get to live a life of beauty, of synchronicity, and of grace, and it's like literally the best feeling in the world, and I want that for everybody on the planet. And lastly, when you're doing work that's aligned for you, it's the most powerful opportunity to make the most money because you're naturally good at it. You're already working in your genius zone. So not only is it going to be easier and you have everything conspiring in your favor, but that's actually when you have the most potential for profitability, okay? And so this is exactly what I teach in the Aligned Female Entrepreneur. If you're not familiar with it, take a look. I'll leave the link below. I would love if you would consider joining us. If you have questions, reach out, use me as a resource. I've been able to build my own six-figure business from the ground up, from having absolutely nothing at rock bottom, to now moving into multiple six figures just a few short years later. That's the power of living an aligned life. I'm gonna tell you the truth, making the money is really just the icing on the cake. It's that knowing that you're doing what you were put on the planet to do, that you're living a life that's really quite meaningful, and that you're not pretending anymore, but you're actually being who you're truly meant to be and you're willing to be seen and known for it. That's the shit, that's the jam. And that's what I'd love to help you do. So I hope you get a chance to work together in the future. If not, do these journal prompts, get yourself closer, and thank you. Thank you for doing this good work in the world in advance. It matters. You matter. Bringing your gifts to those who need it matters. So I'm here for you. I'm sending you so much love, and I'll talk to you soon.